Welcome to Brand Slam, the Winning Brands podcast. This is episode 11, Victory Comes From Within. Here are your hosts, Steve Rosa and Joe Chiata.
And hello and welcome to the Brand Slam podcast. He's Adventures founder and CEO Steve Rosa, and I'm Joe Chiata coming to you from Adventures Stadium. Steve, today we are bringing it back to the basics with a fundamental branding philosophy that you implemented in guiding Fortune 500 brands to grow. It's called Inside Out Branding. And for more on that, we bring in Adventures Executive Vice President Mary Sadlier, who has helped bring this strategy to life. Mary, thank you so much for joining the conversation and welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to be on the Slam.
If I may add that Mary is now president. She has been promoted and we love everything she does for us. Some people say that I was the heart of the brand, but Mary is definitely the brains of the operation and none of this would happen without Mary touching it. So thank you for everything you do. Congratulations, Madame President.
Thank you.
Applause for Mary.
Applause.
Let's roll.
All right, Steve, let's start with the basics. What exactly is Inside Out Branding?
Basically, it's a way that we engage all brand stakeholders with a brand. It's how we build a brand culture that's sustainable and authentic and built to stand the test of time. We inform, inspire, and recruit and retain all key brand stakeholders. And by brand stakeholders, that's employees, customers, suppliers, even shareholders, people that are your original influencers. It seems strange to me that companies send all this time and effort trying to recruit external influencers without looking inside first. And if people are living the brands, if you are turning people into true brand champions, that authenticity will get out to the marketplace and will make living your brand Palmer's real.
Yeah, I agree. And I think one of the confusions people may have when we first start talking about inside out branding is that they think it's just internal communications. And while that's certainly a very important part of it, it is just part of it. I think it's how the brand manifests on the inside of an organization, how people treat one another, how they're communicated to, how they feel about their workplace. Is it a nice environment? You need to have all of those components, and that's part of the inside out branding.
Exactly. It's, you know, a great brand, and I've said this before for many, many years, a brand is simply being who you say you are. And there's no better way to be who you say you are than from the inside out. Companies feel this need, or they're persuaded by ad agencies that it's all about the Super Bowl ad. It's all about your external messages. But that's shallow. That's hollow. A real great brand bubbles up from the inside and validates everything.
And just a follow up to that, Steve, do you ever have to have real conversations with these CMOs, CEOs about being true to yourself and not trying to be somebody else?
Constantly. Once you build a relationship and you start talking about business problems, people unlock. And all of a sudden, I find myself really getting deep with people and with CEO level executives who really, really care and really take it personally that their brand grows and grows in the right way. Sometimes they need somebody, not yes people, but people who can tell them what they need to hear, not just what they want to hear. Happens, right? Think of an entrepreneur. You start with a product idea. You build it yourself. You're in your garage. And as your company grows, the thing you cared about gets diluted the further away you get from your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And what Inside Out Branding and people like the Adventures team can do for you is can bring you back to that purity. When you get back to the origins of your brand and the purpose behind it and get people to buy in again, your brand can be unstoppable.
Great stuff right there. How has your approach changed over the years with the economy, with technology?
Right now, there's economic headwinds. I mean, you could look at the stock market and say it's actually doing pretty well, but there's this, you know, it's the elections, it's the environment, it's those things hanging over people's heads. And I think those types of economic headwinds really cause people and marketers to really think about what's the strategy we're trying to implement, where they're going to be more thoughtful about the creative implementation of various campaigns. And I think that inside out branding, it gives it an opportunity. You really have to nurture it more in times of trouble than you do maybe when times are great and your products are flying off the shelves and there's just that enthusiasm because the money's pouring in. But as things maybe get a little bit harder and things get a little tighter, and we're seeing that now with corporations and layoffs and budgets and things like that, that people really need to start thinking about who is your core team on the inside, how are you treating them, and they really need to be your brand ambassadors. So you got to pay attention to that.
Ford Motor Company's stock price is hovering around $10 at the time of this recording, right? They could be dominating the marketplace. They had that kind of lead. I think the troubles started when quality was job one, was the external ad campaign, but nobody told the brand stakeholders, nobody told the employees that was the priority. Nobody empowered suppliers to make good decisions. It became all about cutting costs, increasing short-term shareholder value. And what happened? Cars blew up. SUVs rolled over. If employees and they had started the quality is job one movement way back when, and brought it from the inside out, starting with employees, going to suppliers, going all the way out to shareholders, I guarantee you, their share price wouldn't be hovering at $10 a share right now. They could potentially own the market.
Yeah, it's true. I think one strategy that will always stand the test of time is, it's foolproof, an engaged, committed, a trusted employee internal team. If you have that, you can do anything. I think you can face those things. You can hunker down, get the great ideas, get the innovation going, and really build upon that and not just point fingers in a case where wheels may be falling off or something. You really need to step back and say, but why is this happening? There's mechanics behind those kinds of things, but it also is how people feel.
Yeah, it's Boeing. The frustration that the engineers have is palpable. They want to build great aircraft. They want to build the next generation of aircraft, but they're being squeezed to cut costs at every turn, and they're not being encouraged to innovate. They're not being encouraged to be bold and make good choices. That was a culture shift from old Boeing to McDonnell Douglas coming in, and the dynamic has changed. And that's happened throughout history, right? You have these leading empires. The railroads were displaced by the airlines. The airlines are going to get displaced by air taxis and space travel and whatever else is coming, right? You got to see yourself as more than who you are right now as an organization and build it from the inside and let the right people run.
How about some examples of brands that epitomize inside out branding? Mary, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I think one that always comes to mind is Patagonia. Outdoor clothing, high price point, good quality stuff. And, but their employees believe in the outdoors and being in touch with nature, in the nonprofits and the organizations that they support, and how they just behave in general. But I think, one of their interesting things they did a couple of years ago is they started to forbid corporate logos, say like Adventures, on their gear wanted it to be more recyclable. So if you donated a shirt that said, your company name on it, mm-hmm. well, then someone might not be as likely to upcycle and recycle and use those kinds of things. So they've forbidden that so that their products will have a longer impact with less adverse impact on the environment. So, I think you're essentially saying, hey, we're cutting off this whole stream of, the corporate branding and imprinting on your items, yet people are like, oh, wow, they really do believe in their brand.
Yeah.
And, it's a brand that has continued to thrive, telling people not to buy more. How authentic is that? And if it wasn't authentic, empowered consumers of today would savage them brutally on social media and the press.
Yeah. I mean, and a client that we work with, I think, epitomized that, and we actually have another Brand Slam episode about this, was CVS Health and quitting selling tobacco products. Cut off a $2 billion line of business to be a healthcare company, and look where they are now. They've made incredible strides in that time to truly live their purpose and be who they are. So I do think you have examples of companies who are willing to take the financial stance, and it pays off in the long run. And I think that sustainability for a company is priceless.
And that's important to show, like what CVS did. That is truly living your purpose, taking $2 billion off the shelf. All right, Steve, KPIs. What do we look for when we gauge the success of Inside Out Brand?
I would start with attrition, both customer and employee attrition. I would look at engagement studies of, you know, emotional connection to the brand, how people are interacting with your brand, sales, repeat sales, the amount of time your customer service reps are spending with clients in relation to the price tag of the item. Obviously, if it's a quick consumer disposable, you're not going to have interaction. But if you're selling a luxury item, you want to see how long you're keeping people in the showroom or keeping people on the e-commerce site. It's all those little things that you wouldn't think of. There's eye tracking. One of my favorites was a retail study we did that, you know, Mary, called before we even did the analysis. She said the first place people look when they go into a store, moms with minivans, is the trash can, because you're always taking out trash, the Cheerios, there's something from out of the car. And it's like, there is a touch point, you know. You make sure it's clean, make sure it's efficient, make sure it has, maybe even better if it has a message on it. We went through all these iterations and all this research, and it came right back to like what Barry knew instantly. So sometimes it's just talking to people. I remember in the old days, I would see Alan Hassenfeld, one of the Hasbro brothers, at Toys R Us and in retail locations, shopping like a little kid would, you know, and talking to the store employees, not his employees, but his supply chain employees, and learning and observing. And I don't see that as much anymore with today's CEO.
Yeah. And I think another way to know if Inside Out branding is working or not is almost a lack of metric, a lack of complaints, a lack of, like you said, attrition with employees. And I think when it's working, you feel it. It's maybe not something that you're going to see on a spreadsheet, but you feel it. That aspect of it, I think, is, you know, it's less tangible, but the feeling is almost more valid.
Yeah. The ultimate KPI should always be sales and satisfaction. Looking at short-term shareholder value in an age of rapid day trading and algorithms, I think brands are facing an existential crisis that they have to decide who they serve. Are they a Costco with a CEO who has driven, who has driven the forklifts inside the store, came up that way, who understands the customers and is a fierce advocate for them, versus the company seeking short-term gain?
And how about, we're so big here at Adventures in the multicultural and multi-generational aspects of branding. How does that change things with Inside Out Branding?
The emotional connection of branding is all rooted in basic human needs. So we have more in common than any one of us chooses to believe these days, with all the social media, all the noise in the echo chamber and all the voices in our head, right? We all basically want the same things, but some people want to have a raging kegger and do keg stands. Other people want to have conversation parties where they drink, you know, brandy and whatever. It's the same thing. It's connecting. So it's your brand message can be the same across all the six generations now in the workplace, but how you say it to them, how they absorb it, is different. So you can have the same consistent message, the same shared purpose, but there's so much nuance in how you deliver that message and how it's absorbed.
All right, moving on to AI, and I know we have a whole episode on AI, and we're going to have another episode on AI coming up, but how has AI impacted the Inside Out branding? Because it's changing everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really a tool that's going to enhance the ability to have a better Inside Out branding experience. I think it's going to be able to eliminate a lot of redundant, mundane tasks that people maybe don't enjoy and get them focused on things that are more exciting, that help grow the brand. I mean, in some ways you could say, oh, we'll free up people to be more engaged with customers. But let's face it, you know, my kids, you know, hate it if they have to call a restaurant to put in their order. They just want to do it on the app.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's investing more in better technology, and AI can support that to make your online experiences more frictionless. So I think it's only going to make it better because it's going to help us be more efficient.
Steve, you always mentioned about inside-out branding, enhancing human experiences. Can you expand on that statement that you said many times?
Everybody wants to be a part of something. I mean, I grew up in a rough neighborhood at the time. It's wonderful now. People join gangs because they want structure. They want something to believe in. They want a cause. They want to identify, right? The rise of sports in this country, sports teams, fanatics, people wearing, you know, the jerseys, wearing the colors, that's essentially tribalism, which is as old as humanity itself, right? People need something to believe in, and they need brands now more than ever that they believe in, because there are more doubters in religion than ever. And a great brand is like religion. It has symbols, it's grounded in stories, it inspires faith, and it keeps people engaged in a community for the long term.
All right, Mary, the four tenets of Inside Out branding are inform, inspire, recruit, and retain. How do they play into our strategy?
Yeah, I would say for Inside Out branding, I mean, it's thinking about, you know, your core on your inside, primarily your employees. You need to inform through really clear, concise communications. Don't bog people down and reading, you know, 100-page manuals. Summarize things as best you can. That's another great way to use AI, is to summarize large documents if you need to. Inspire through actions. Make things fun. Sometimes it can be, you know, again, going back to what a traditional internal communications, but that could be events, it could be swag, it could be fun things for people to do, but also being inspiring by the causes that you support, like Patagonia being out in the environment. Really being thoughtful about making sure you get people who also believe in this philosophy, who are going to align with that and help you grow that. And then I think really retaining that culture, but also not being afraid to let it morph and change as the world changes.
It's not the amount of bodies you throw at a problem. It's not always the size of the army that wins the battle. It's the belief of the people you inform and inspire. You give them a cause, you give them the tools, you give them the resource, and amazing things can happen. If your brand informs, inspires, recruits, and retains at a high level, your brand will be bulletproof with the changes that are coming for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah.
And as we wrap up, Steve, any advice for CMOs looking to implement Inside Out branding if they haven't had it before?
I think it would be just, you know, getting out of the C-suite, getting away from some of the yes people that tell you, you know, what you want to hear versus what you need to hear, and actually experiencing the brand yourself. I guarantee you air travel would be better if CEOs of airlines were a flying coach. It would get better in a hurry, right?
Food would be better too.
There'd be food, and it'd be good food.
More than that.
You know, so it's like, I think a lot of CEOs and C-suites get out of touch. I'm not blaming them. I'm not shaming them. It's just the reality of the busier you get. I remember as a young professional, like, oh, we really need the CEO for this photo shoot. It would be great if we had an hour and a half, and the CEO would, you know, people would come back and say, you got 15 minutes. And we're like, well, that's, how can we do our job? Or how can you think? But as you move up and as your business grows, you tend to think of your days not in morning and afternoon, not in 90-minute increments anymore, not in 90-minute meetings. It is 15-minute increments because you have so much noise. You have so many people approaching you. You have so many people asking for things. It's easy to lose touch with the customer experience. So whatever it takes to get out and live your brand experience, to be one of your customers, to know some of your customers, to listen to your employees, that is the start of Inside Out branding.
Yeah, agreed. I think it's really just, you know, walking in someone else's shoes, it's It could be as simple as, you know, if you have an office sitting at the front desk and getting seeing what's coming in the door, who's calling, what's happening, and getting a flavor for those things. Because I agree, as CMOs, you know, are getting pulled and are responsible for more and more things, I think it's really important to take the time and, you know, go into your stores where your product is sold and go into the factories where the product is built and see it for yourself, because you may then have a much more clear understanding about how to make your company go forward and be better.
Fly coach, work the gates, handle the baggage, right? It's a simple metaphor for what every C-suite should be doing right now, and that's getting out and experiencing as a consumer would.
All right, well, that does it for this episode of the Brand Slam Podcast. Guys, thank you so much, because I think you really shared some important information that potential clients or just people out there can really learn from us.
Thank you. It's always fun.
And for more information on the show or for more information on the Inside Out branding strategy, you can visit adventures.com. That's adventures with two D's. Or you can email the show at brandslam@adventures.com. For Steve Rosa, Mary Sadler, I'm Joe Chiata. Thanks for listening and see you next time.